I didn't hit record. That was a good opening, too.
Oh, on there you didn't.
Yeah.
Because here we're good. All right.
We're Take
good.
Two.
We're good. That's nothing. Oh, welcome back to the podcast. Just these guys you know today. Whoa! We got two keys to improve your relationships.
We got Pastor Mike in the house.
We got Dr. Parker. And this is going to be good. I would assume.
You don't want to miss this.
Know that everybody listening has at least one relationship that they can improve. And if you don't have any relationships, this might be exactly what you need.
If you don't have any relationships, I got a different show for you.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we laugh. But, you know, I read a statistic.
I got a story about that here in a second.
Okay. I read a stat one time that was...
EBITDA.
The average person has one close friend. One. Just one. I thought, that's pretty interesting. I'm a very, very blessed individual. I have lots of close friends.
Oh, good for you.
And
I'm rubbing it in.
I'm assuming that, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm assuming that they would say the same thing.
And we'll talk about that, too.
All right. Well, let's get all over it.
First of all, I want to thank a listener.
Okay.
Longtime listener.
Yeah.
Out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
We love Pittsburgh.
We do. And they sent in this shirt.
Jesus saves yins. Yeah. And you got to be from there to get that.
Yes. This is not something you... Well, maybe it is. I think there's a .com on the back here.
Is there?
The JesusSavesYens.com. Let me spin around.
Yeah, let me see. Yep, that's it. JesusSavesYens.com. Y-N-Z for the
what?
Listeners. Y-N-Z.
Why what?
Y-I-N-Z, sorry.
Thank you very much. And you're supposed to be from there.
I was forgetting the I. Yeah.
You were being selfless.
Yes, exactly.
There's no I in.
There is I in yins.
No, but this is great. This is, and it's just that time Steelers draft. I'm excited about the next year. Two new quarterbacks, great new offensive line now. Running back, don't have somebody to run behind.
Man, things are looking up.
Freiermuth is coming into his own.
Mm-hmm. With a really solid defense already in place.
For those of you who are listening to this, and for those of you who are watching this next week, you may be wondering, where was last week's video?
I was curious.
I had to make a decision. You know, I'm a kind of a do-it-now kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ready, aim,
now
shoot.
Now is a little late for you.
Right? Now we're already behind. The short story is I've been percolating on doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And I made that verbal commitment out loud, which kind of convicts me to do it. And it hadn't been getting done, and it was eating at me.
Were you going to do B-roll from the dump?
Do B-roll from the dump. That's why I was supposed to be out there. So last week, a brilliant idea came to me on like Tuesday.
Mm.
And that was, I'm not getting the audiobook recorded that I promised a Pittsburgh Steelers player's family member.
Gotcha.
And so I came up with a brilliant scheme, which you saw the portable studio I made.
I did.
Out of the furniture box.
I did.
I took it to the office with the idea that in my free time at the office, I could squeeze out a chapter here or there and then, you know, work on editing and everything.
So I gave you the solution this week already.
You did.
Bobcat Goldthwait.
Oh.
He's your voice.
Well, contacted a guy.
Okay.
I know a guy.
Yeah.
I know a guy. Well, this guy is a master audio editor.
Oh, sweet.
And we had a brief, and by brief, I mean brief conversation about it. Tish felt I should read it. It's my book. Colin felt I should read it. It's my book.
Mm-hmm.
The audio editor said, I've got a great voice. because I was asking him to do the reading, and he said, you got a great voice.
Mm-hmm.
So I, Friday, I took all that gear. I was ready to roll, and there was so much noise pollution at the office, that noise you're not even aware of until like the humming of the electric lights, somebody running a shop vac two businesses away, car randomly going by outside, you know, it's just, so it wasn't going to work.
Yeah.
So I brought it all home. And then I recorded the whole doggone thing this weekend.
Nice.
I just, boom, just.
About how many hours was that?
Two on Friday, six on Saturday, another two, three on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Got it all done. Got it to the editor. So he is working on it. But then that created another problem, the book cover.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't finished the book cover. I thought I had 6 months, because when the second book comes out is when I was targeting having both books with covers that are similar in theme. And I suddenly realized when the audiobook comes out, it's going to have a book cover.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want the old book cover. I want the new book cover, but I haven't settled on what the new book cover is.
Mm-hmm. And so what is it about this book cover that you wanted to change?
I just wanted to pep it up a little bit, make it a little more...
Make it pop a little?
Eye-catching when you're scrolling through 800 books on your Audible reading list. I want one that goes, boom, hey, what the hell is that?
So you're telling me that in between your reading, you came up with a book cover?
I've come up with multiple designs. You want to see them?
Sure.
I don't know. I'm settling on any of these, but I'm working. Okay, so there's this book cover possibility.
I like it.
Transform.
Mm-hmm.
And
see, that would be really cool with the whole AI versus AI.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
There's that one.
Mm-hmm. I like the other ones better.
Yeah, I do. I like the AI versus AI, intelligence versus artificial intelligence.
Yeah, that one really, that's good.
I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as menacing as the first one I showed you.
Yep. I used to look like that.
I'm sure you did. You were the inspiration for the book cover. Inspiration for the book and the book cover.
Right.
So yeah, I got the audio recorded.
That is really cool.
And that is so much harder than you can imagine. So much harder to read.
The only reason that I can imagine it at all is because, as an example, on Christmas Eve, I always read the Christmas story, and it goes along with a track, an audio track and video behind me, and I can't mess anything up. I have to go all the way through to stay right on time. But that's a short, it'd be like reading half a chapter, if that. That's a lot. That is hard.
There's so much that, you know, the breathing. And for those of you who are still listening to us, we will get to the two tips to improve your relationship. Hang on, not that much further out.
Coming right up, and I can't wait.
But yeah, there's just so much, the breathing, any kind of background noise, dog barking outside.
Yeah.
If you mess up a word, you have to make a decision. Do you keep going and just pretend you read that word correctly?
Right.
But what would it, you know, for me, I would mess up the word and then I would stop.
Yeah.
And so now I got to start over.
Mm-hmm.
I could have just kept going, but you stopped. So start over. Tickle in your throat, wanting to clear your throat. I mean, I have so much more respect for Keith Morrison now.
Mm. Who's that?
Keith Morrison of Dateline.
Ah.
He has that soft, buttery voice.
I know who you're talking about.
And it was murder in the Manhattan District.
Did she really love him?
any other special announcements? We got the shout out. Thank you to Pittsburgh. We have one listener in Pittsburgh.
One.
Yeah, I'm calling him out.
What is going on?
We have one. I can see the stats wherever people are at, where they're sitting.
Yeah.
You know, kitchen, whatever. We have one in Pittsburgh.
Well, whoever that is.
Is a dedicated one because they sent the doggone shirt.
Wow.
But.
Invite one person and double your... We got to take a trip to Pittsburgh. Is that cool?
Just to go through the Fort Pitt Tunnel.
Fort Pitano. Have some Pamonte Brothers. One of the best sandwiches. It is Pamonte, right? You've never had one?
No.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, now we got to go. I don't know what Yens are thinking.
Yens is thinking it was 30 below when I went.
Yeah.
It was still bizarrely cold.
It would still be worth walking in a blizzard and 30 degrees below.
And Tish was such a trooper because she's not a cold weather person. And she went.
Yeah.
And she went to the game early. And she stayed through the whole game. And she went to dinner. Mm. And it was literally like game time was zero. Mm. It was just bizarrely cold. 10 or zero.
I remember it. I remember sitting in my warm recliner thinking, they are nuts. But I'm going to assume that's not one of the ways that you want to improve a relationship, is take someone to a 30 degree below.
Well, no, but what she did could fall into all of this. So,
okay. Well, hit us.
Well, this is where it kind of comes from, because there's some famous speaker out there who I don't remember their name, Jack Welch or somebody like that. But anyway, they were talking about in the business circle, they were talking about how you have to recognize that of all the people in your life, you've really only got two or three people on that A list.
Okay.
People you know will be there come hell or high water. Mm-hmm. No matter what is going on in your life, there are only two to three people.
Mm-hmm.
You may have hundreds of friends, but when stuff hits the fan,
right,
you're down to two or three.
Okay.
And so recognizing that and identifying those people is very important.
You bet.
Then the question becomes, how many people are you on their A-list?
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
How many people are you there for come hell or high water?
That's the best question.
What kind of friend are you?
Yeah.
And so that kind of causes a pause and a lot of self-reflection. So two ways to improve relationships starts to flow out of that. One, it's important to improve thyself.
Starts with you.
What are you contributing to the relationship?
Mm-hmm.
You know, yourself. Are you a good person? Are you worthy? Are you trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind? Are you somebody who is willing to step up and be there for the other person, be on their A list? And so if you want to improve a relationship with another person, it starts by improving yourself.
So is Tesla, not the car, but the band going through your brain right now? It's not what you got. It's what you give. It ain't the life you choose. It's the life you live.
Exactly. Do you have a servant heart?
Yeah.
Are you in this relationship for what you can get out of it?
Right.
Or are you in this relationship for what you can give?
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the year, how much are you thinking about what you get or don't get and what you can give and what you do give?
Yep. Straight out of scripture. More blessed to give than to receive.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, you didn't?
No. For real? I figure it's got to be in there somewhere. Book covers a whole lot.
Yeah. It's out of Acts, the book of Acts. So true, though.
It is.
Because the more you find yourself in it for others, the more others will be in it for you.
That's the theory.
Right. But, and that's a reality.
Well, and this is the deal. This is where you have to really dig in one step further and focus on yourself. Because you hear, you know, if you love something, let it go.
Right.
Returns to you is meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're doing things for another person to get something from them,
yep,
you will fail every time.
Yep.
That's manipulation.
Yep. Right. Wrong motive.
No. But if you do something for another person because you think that's right.
Yep.
My mama said, be a nice guy. So if you're doing something for other people because you're answering to your moral compass, you're answering to yo, Jesus,
mm-hmm. You
will win every time. Because once I do that thing and I'm answering to myself, I feel good. Now, you may appreciate what I just did. That's the cherry on top. You may not appreciate what I just did. You may not even notice what I just did, but I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know I did it for me. I reached out and helped you out because I thought it was the right thing to do. So once I help you out, I've done the right thing. I feel good. And I can walk on feeling good. And, that, you know, Boy Scouts, it's one of the things they taught as a Boy Scout. They, you know, we talked about this. You take a coin, put it in your right pocket, and throughout the day, you look for somebody to help, do a good deed daily. You take the coin from your left pocket, put it in your right pocket, put it in your left pocket, and that was your reward. You did your good deed for the day. You are self-rewarding. And it is truly when you, you know, think about grandparents when they give a gift to a child.
Mm-hmm.
They're happy before they give the gift.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're going to love this so much. Oh, yep. This is so... And they give them the gift, and they're just beaming as they watch in their eyes, and they open the gift, and they're like, oh, and then the kid throws the gift to the side and plays with the box.
Yeah.
And the grandparent gets happier.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't give them the gift, and the kid love it, and the kid come over and give them a hug. So once you do something and you're answering to yourself, when you're improving yourself, when you're self-monitoring, when you're self-growing, when you're doing things because you are answering to your moral compass, you will feel good, and now you're contributing to the relationship.
Yeah, I'm still wrapping my head around the, it's good. I don't disagree with it.
And that scriptural, you know, if you, what's the famous love scripture, 1 Corinthians 13, mm-hmm. 4 through 7?
Patient, kind, love is patient, love is kind. I don't really use that verse very often. It's a very, very popular verse to use in weddings, and I've done it like once because it was requested. I don't know. I mean, I like it. I agree with it. It's not envious, does not boast.
Well, what I like about it is people have a worldly definition of love.
Mm-hmm.
And so when somebody says, you got to love them, what people imagine is I now have to go to them. I have to hug them. I have to give them money. I have to. No, you can be loving by being patient,
mm-hmm.
not hitting them.
Yeah.
That can be a very loving thing.
It's interesting that it starts out with love is patient.
Mm-hmm. And that takes you developing a very strong internal core, a strong sense of self-confidence, and self-esteem.
Self-control.
Self-control.
Mm-hmm. And then it quickly goes to kind. Love is patient. Love is kind. And so, yeah, that's good.
So I like it because it helps define all the elements of love.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the elements have nothing to do with going and giving the other person something.
Sure.
Love keeps no record of wrongs.
Yeah.
I can be loving by doing number two on my list. Start over. Every day is a new day. Yesterday is gone. Start over. We carry so many resentments. We carry so many, you know, anger about what somebody did the other day, jealousies about what they got last year and I didn't get. I bought them this for Christmas and I spent this much money and this is what they gave me. Start over. For 29 years, I've had to put up with it. Start over.
Yep. Get out of the past.
Stay in the present. Start over. Keep no record of wrongs. Focus on today. This is the moment you control. Start over. Every minute, start over.
Mm-hmm.
They snap at you,
mm-hmm.
and you want to come back at them. Take a mental time out.
30 seconds.
30-second time out, and start over.
Yeah.
Start over.
Ooh, that's good. That's good. All of this stuff is so good, unless it's not put into practice. Throw a nod at you. Put a nod in it. Information without application is an abomination. I've heard it said before. That is good. So hit us with one again.
One is improve thyself.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of the things I run into sometimes when people are having relationship problems, and whether it's friendships or marriages or dating relationships, is they don't know how to kind of regroup. And there's this complete and utter focus on the other person. And so one of the things that I will suggest that kind of combines both of these, you know, improve the self and to start over. Right now you guys are having problems, but before the two of you met, you were a certain way and they were a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And however you were before they came into your life, that is what attracted the other person. Because they looked across the room, they saw you being you, and they gravitated towards you. Once we get into relationships, we start creating all sorts of rules. We start worrying about what the other person thinks. We start trying to do this, to do that, and we get off ourselves. We get away from ourselves. Well, you, for the most part, were good enough for them to come approach you. So get back to being the best you can be.
Well, some of that has to do with the fact that if we open the book of this relationship right here and we start to read, now what we've got is a record of wrongs.
Right.
But love keeps no record of wrongs.
And that's number two, start over.
Let's just erase all that. Keep no record of wrongs. Start over.
Start over.
Oof. When we apply this, the world changes.
And that's the second time in 3 days I've heard you start over.
Yeah.
You caught it.
Yeah.
When we. It's not an if. It's a when.
Yeah.
And on stage.
I hope that makes you. I hope you enjoy it when you see it, because I know you see it, because I know you see the opposite. Because that's your influence. And so I appreciate it.
But there on stage, you said, y'all has to, and then you went, I want you guys to.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
I almost stood up.
I was in a boom moment.
I was almost, you go, man.
Yeah. I was in a boom moment. I was about to ruin the boom moment by breaking a rule. No, that's good. Start over. Let's start over today. Let's start over. It's a brand new day.
Well, before we start over, I got to get something off my chest.
All right.
Who stole my guitar?
Yeah. Well.
Hey.
His
at the church, they had a fundraiser, and on the fundraiser, they had a bunch of things you could, you know, call it a silent auction, but you had to write your name and the amount on there.
Yeah, that's exactly. Not
silent.
Yeah.
So anyway, I went to, there's a guitar, Gibson.
Epiphone, yep.
Yeah, Gibson Epiphone, and it was autographed by all the band,
mm-hmm.
which the band is phenomenal. Everybody mm-hmm. autographed this guitar, and I bid the highest bid. And as mm-hmm. I'm leaving the building, I hung around for another 10 minutes, and then I went over and checked. As I left and there was 12 people in the building, I was the highest bid.
That was your mistake. You assumed that we wouldn't take every dime from anybody.
I'm calling foul because who won?
Jesus. Yes.
Now, did he go $1 over me?
I have no idea.
I'm going to kick his butt.
I have no idea.
I am going to tear him a new one. I'm calling him
as
out.
As it should be. I know him well enough, I can ask.
And see, that's cheating because his wife's in the band. So
true.
He had to stay and like clean up and, you know, pack stuff up. So there should have been a cutoff when services were over and people walking out the door.
Yes, that's the key right there.
I had the money here. I was mm-hmm. ready to go. I envisioned you walking in the door with a guitar. I was going to break out some jams on it.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he slides in behind me.
Mm-hmm. The only problem is it wasn't a left-handed guitar.
That's okay. I learned to play right hand.
Yeah, just to play on a Roger guitar.
And I don't care how big he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a big old boy. You better pack a lunch.
I'll pack a lunch, and I'll get up again. That's all.
Yeah.
He ain't gonna win because I'll get up again.
Yep, that's good. That's good.
He'll be tired of beating me.
Yeah.
He'll quit.
I'm probably not going to say anything to him.
He'll just,
just for your sake.
He'll just hand me the guitar. Like, dude, mm-hmm. stay down.
Mm.
No.
Well, that's really good. Start with you. Number one.
Improve thyself. You want to improve relationships, improve thyself. Make sure that you are doing everything you can so that other people have you on their A-list.
Yeah.
You're that guy. Be that guy for other people. Improve yourself. Serve your partner. Serve your wife. Serve your friends. Be there for them. Mm-hmm. Be considerate.
Yeah.
Put them first. You can't worry about other people. You can't control them. You can control you.
Yep.
So be the best you can be. Number two, start over.
Every day.
5 seconds ago, it's done. Start over. Start over. Brand new. Start over. Just keep starting over.
Yeah, not even every day. Every minute of every day. Ooh. Ooh-hoo.
They send you a snappy, like that word.
Yep.
The other word's coming out of my mouth. Mm-hmm. They send you a snappy text.
Mm-hmm.
Start over.
Yeah, no, that's good. Two ways to improve your relationships.
Woo!
Yeah.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you, Pittsburgh.
It's JesusSavesYens.com.
Yens.
This was a good one. Like and share.
Like and share. And start keeping an eye out for the audiobook.
Oh, yeah. Available on all the Audible.
It will be as soon.
All them platforms.
I just got to get the book cover finished.
Hey, looks like you're almost there. Awesome. Thanks, Doc.
See you guys next week.
Have an awesome week.